Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The DH, George Brett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Schultz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Pete Filson. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley is hit by the pitch. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orsilac strikes out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pecota strikes out. Two outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Perry reaches second base with a double. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Worthington hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bradley is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Orsolak is 0-1 in the game. Orsolak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan is 0-1 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hewlett is 0-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton is 0-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux is 0-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pecota is 0-1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Perry is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Brett reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Eisenreich is 0-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Orsolak, who is chasing the ball. Eisenreich reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pecota scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. 2 outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsilak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsilak bunts towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Pecota covering, for the out. Bradley moves to second. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Worthington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Worthington bunts towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to second. One out. Steve Finley pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finley strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Orsulac is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsulac is walked intentionally. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 4 in the game. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Ripken now playing second base. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 3 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Olsen covering, for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3. And Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.